Impact Bodega.
Puerto Rico.
Toma, man.
Hey, what is going on? Welcome to the Impact Bodega podcast. My name is Robert Rosselló, known on the internet as Robert Does Wrestling. And tonight we're flying solo. I'm gonna be doing the Impact Bodega review all by myself. And we're gonna be talking about Impact Wrestling from August 30, 2018. That show was called and branded as Redefine. But before we start, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or to wherever you are listening to this podcast. We're looking at the numbers and how we will do the strategy to make this podcast grow. Make sure to check us out on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. Also, there is gonna be a all-in review that it is gonna be dropping soon. That is gonna be done by Larkin and Chef since they did the preview, and that was a YouTube exclusive. So during this week's Impact show, there was only a match that involved a Latino talent. We're gonna be doing a little bit of a review about that, and then do a basic run-of-the-mill of everything else that happened during the show, and we're gonna go home pretty soon. So this show is not gonna drag any longer than it should be, right? So the match that involved a Latino talent during the show was a match between Brian Cage versus Phoenix for the X Division Championship. Obviously, as you might have expected, that was the match of the night. You knew that Phoenix is one of those wrestlers that always goes balls to the walls, the same as Brian Cage. And they did absolutely a great job with all the time they were given. They were given about 50 minutes. Holy cow. There was a spot where Phoenix ended up doing a double foot stomp on the back of Brian Cage's head. Then also there was another spot where Brian Cage did a 619 on Phoenix. Also, Phoenix did a suicide dive to the outside, but Brian Cage was successfully able to catch him up and finished the job by doing a suplex. But at the end of the day, Phoenix may have been doing a great job, but that was not good enough. Brian Cage was able to retain the X Division Championship by doing, and listen to this, a powerbomb from the third rope a la Mike Awesome on ECW. That was tremendous. And if you haven't seen this match, I will highly recommend for you to check it out either on the Impact YouTube channel or on WGN. By the way, if you happen to listen to this show and you happen to be from Latin American, let us know if you're able to watch the WGN network without any problems or without adding any type of VPN to, you know, do a circumvent and being able to watch the show. As for everything else, what else happened during that show? Two main things, right? We got Tessa Blanchard winning the knockout title from Soo Young and Ali in a triple threat match. Obviously, a lot of people already knew about that because that was a spoil by TMZ. And hell, even Josh Matthews talked about that, because after they did that, they created the contact with TMZ in order to boost that news of the thing that happened during the tapings in order to garner more attention for this episode of Impact Wrestling. The other thing that happened was that Moose turned into a bad guy. And sorry, Mr. Jorge, I don't know why you are not here, but I knew that you were crying because you feel betrayed by Moose. By the way, Moose is Jorge's favorite wrestler after Alberto El Patron. So, you know, El Patron left Impact Wrestling, so he missed his top guy. Now his second guy was Moose, and now he's turned into a bad guy. So there's likely that, you know, Jorge is heartbroken. So send him some well wishes and told him that, you know, everything's gonna be fine, and, you know, the world will continue after Moose turned into a bad guy. But not talking about jokes aside, right? That heel turn, it was not done bad, but it was not like totally, like, you know, got everybody like hook, line, and sink, because already the spoilers were out. And since it was already spoiled that Tessa Blanchard turned into the Knockouts champion and became the champ, obviously, during that set of tapings, the Moose heel turn was there. So when you read the Tessa Blanchard report, you were gonna read the Moose report as well. But as on TV, I thought they did a good job. As for the ratings, we're not gonna be talking about that. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are pretty sad and mad at me for pointing that the ratings have been down, but don't worry about it. We can only go up from here. So there's always brighter days ahead. So hopefully they do a little bit of a change in this next set of tapings, and they were able to bring more people into watching the TV show, because at the end of the day, that is what matters the most. Another thing that happened during the show was Eli Drake, he wrestled Brandon Tingwell. It was a job match, basically, to boost Eli Drake. We also saw Rich Swann beating Petey Williams, and they are building to have Rich Swann versus Matt Sydal in the future. Another thing that we saw was Scarlett Bordeaux. She's gonna be having some sort of match with Winter. As for the other major Latin talent, the storyline between the Latin American Exchange and the OGs is still going on. During this episode, we saw Conan with the LAX crew receiving some sort of phone call. That is the next evolution of this angle. And also, we saw Kingston receiving another phone call. So there's a lot of speculation going on. My money is that they're gonna be introducing the female talent. Most likely it's gonna be Diamante and Ivelisse Velez. So we have been talking about this on this show for quite a while, because I think that was the most logical step. But they used the word sir when they were addressing the people they were talking on the phone. So that might have been a little hint of where they're going, or just something to throw people out so they cannot figure out what the hell is gonna be happening next when it comes down to the feud between LAX and the OGs. So that is it for me for this podcast. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube, on iTunes, on Spotify, and Stitcher, and every other podcast platform that we are on. Thank you so much for listening all the way through, and we will see you next week with another Impact Wrestling review. So make sure to check out the All In review that is gonna be dropping this week. So that's it for me. Goodbye. Thanks for listening.